from Jeremiah and John. Seek the welfare of the city. I know the plans I have for you. In Jeremiah's letter to the children of Israel, he reminds them they are not forgotten. It is hard to live in a foreign land for too long without missing home. Getting homesick can happen even when you are with family, but being a foreigner only adds to the struggle. Some of the exiles were forced to live as slaves to the Babylonians, which made this time ever more difficult. Jeremiah wants the people to not lose heart, but to hold on to God's promise. God knows his plan for God's people. God sends Jeremiah to the people because he loves them, and yet they need to be patient. God says his people should give their daughters to be wives to the Babylonians, and their sons should take wives, eat what they produce, and live in the land they have been sent to. Begin to fit in and make the best of the situation, but do not lose heart. Wait for the Lord and know you are not forgotten. We struggle when we wait for something, especially when it appears as if they have forgotten us. We struggle because we think we know what should happen and when it should take place. Our humanness leads us to believe we are in charge and we are in control. However, God knows his plan for us. God will not forget us. God sends word to God's people to assure us we are not forgotten. From John 14, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. End quote. God comes to us in Christ Jesus to bring the good news that he has not forgotten us. Jesus said he would send us an advocate, one who will teach us what we need to know so that the law of God will be in our heart and we will know the Father because of the Spirit that comes to us. God says, I have not forgotten you. God will bring us to the place where God is. God promises to take us to the place we are all waiting for. On this Thanksgiving Day, let us remember, for all we have, it is God we are thankful for. God opens the gate of God's righteousness. God has a plan for us, and that plan is in Jesus Christ, who comes to us because he is the open gate of our salvation. Amen. Let us pray. God of hope, how often have we found ourselves in exile, separated from your presence? Restore us and let us find you when we seek you. We know your plan includes bringing us to you through the open gate of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.